righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Alleluia, alleluia.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Matt. Welcome to our service today. As you can see by the visuals, it's Music Sunday, and I welcome you all for that. As you can also see, I'm not Gloria. She had a mishap last night and ended up putting her face on the driveway. So she will not be here today, and I will do my best to follow her order of service. So this is all to her credit. But do observe the musical symbols. So welcome to our service. The call to worship is from the Iona community, and Creator of the world, eternal God, we have come from many places for a little while. Redeemer of humanity, God with us, we have come with all our differences seeking common ground. Spirit of unity, go between, God. We have come on journeys of our own to a place where journeys meet. So here in this shelter house, let us take time together. For when paths cross and pilgrims gather, there is much to share and celebrate. In your name, three in one God, pattern of community. Amen. As is our tradition, I will light the peace lamp and I'll try to. We've been doing this since the beginning of the Iraq War, and wars in the Middle East continue. We can continue to hope for peace. And let me read a blessing of peace for the world. People of Ireland, Scotland, and Britain, torn and tired of being torn, God's peace is for you. People of Africa, exploited and tired of being exploited, God's peace is for you. People of the Middle East, turbulent and tired of being turbulent, God's peace is for you. People of South America, silenced and tired of being silenced, God's peace is for you. People of India, divided and tired of being divided, God's peace is for you. People of Eastern Europe, anxious and tired of being anxious, God's peace is for you. People of the West, privileged and tired of being privileged, God's peace is for you. May the God of all people and the Lord Jesus Christ give us grace and peace today and every day. Amen. We will now have congregational singing, Faith.
Good morning. Please stand and we'll sing our first song, number one in the hymnal and worship book. What is this place? Number one.
What is this place where we are meeting? Oh, we are all seeing.
Now we'll turn to the insert. This is from the new hymnal that's going to be coming out. An old familiar tune, but there's some changes, especially if you sing alto and tenor. You'll notice it's a little more interesting. And just the timing is a little bit different on the bottom of the third score. So we will sing it as written. Go ahead.
This is the time of our service where we welcome and offer a chance to introduce any visitors. We have microphones on both sides of the congregation. Is there anyone? Yep.
My friend Ruth Miller is here with us this morning. She also enjoys a good hymn sing, so she came along with us.
Welcome.
We have a guest for a few weeks, Chon Ho Lee. He is Jay Young Lee, our son-in-law's nephew, from Seoul, South Korea.
Welcome. Anyone else? Okay, so back to our singing and faith. Carry on.
And we'll sing number 13 and sing the journey. Number 13. Mm-hmm.
Okay, kids, it's children's time. Meredith will lead you, and you can come up front. All right.
Thanks, Adrian. You came prepared. Good morning, everybody. Did anybody hear what Jim said today? What are we doing today? It's a hymn sing. So I always think when we have a hymn sing, we sing a lot of familiar songs, but sometimes it's hard if you can't read yet. What do you think? How does it feel, Lethea, when you can't read? It's kind of hard because it's hard to sing along. So I was reading the one scripture this morning, and I'm going to read it to you. And then I thought we could act out the scripture today. How fun would that be? You think it'll be fun? Depends on the scripture. Okay, Psalm 150 says, "Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty firmament, praise him for his mighty deeds, praise him according to his surpassing greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound, praise him with lute and harp, praise him with tambourine and dance, praise him with strings and pipe, praise him with clanging cymbals, praise him with loud clanging cymbals." So what do you think we should do today? Well, let's see. Let's see what I found here. Does anybody remember what was in there? It says, praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with a lute and harp. Does anybody know what a lute or a harp is? Well, I don't have a lute or a harp, but Amy, who couldn't make it this morning, has this. So they have strings. And Adrian and Cedric, I have a guess what's in here. I was right. Another one! Okay, what else does this say? Praise him with tambourine and dance. Does anybody know what a tambourine looks like? Well, I found one here. I found one here at church. Praise him with strings and pipe. Well, we have some strings. And I thought, well, what kind of pipes could we use? Do you guys remember what these are called? Oh, yeah. All right. How does that sound? Praise him with clanging cymbals. Hold on, before you pick the instrument, just wait. Now, do you guys have cymbals? Does anybody? Oh, you, well, this works too, but I thought, why stop with hands? I don't know anybody with cymbals. But you know what I do have? Metal, and I have a garbage can. So I'm giving warning if anybody wants to leave. I have a spoon. Do you think this will be loud? Yeah. All right, well, we'll just wait and let somebody else go. And I had two metal bowls, and I think these will work pretty well as cymbals too. What do you think? So here's our band here. Everybody can pick an instrument, and we're going to read the scripture. When you hear your instrument, you play, all right? There's another team. And if any adults feel like playing, you're welcome to grab an instrument. Oh, and I brought some bells. Oh, there's a tape stuck in there. You want that? Okay. Okay. So everybody give your instrument a good tune up. Make sure it works. Okay. All right. Hang on. Let's read this. And you go. Oh, Adrian, here, do you want this one? Want that one? Okay. All right. Ready? I'm going to start with the line before. Praise God for God's mighty deeds. Praise God according to God's surpassing greatness. Praise God with trumpet sound. Where's the trumpet? Oh, does it work? Just make a noise. Can you make a noise into it? All right, that's okay. Let's all do a trumpet with Daniel. Praise God with trumpet sound.
Praise God with lute and harp. Where are my harps? The guitars. Praise God with tambourine and dance. Praise God with strings and pipe. Where are my pipes and my strings? And praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise God with loud clanging cymbals. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thanks for being in my band today. Now, okay, you guys get 5 seconds to go as loud as you can. Loud as you can. Ready? Five. Good job. Okay, you bring the instruments. I'll let it up to your parents if you want to continue through the service or not.
Wanted to introduce a new song to y'all. Jesus is Yours, and yeah, the lyrics will be up on the screen.
All who have called on Jesus' name, who know that He died and yet He lives, we have all stumbled and failed to lay claim to the new life that He freely gives. You who for lasting approval have labored under the glare of fickle men, yours is the love, the acceptance and favor that God shows to His perfect Son. Oh, don't be discouraged. Continues the fight that was won on Calvary, turning our treason into faith. You who struggle in conflict with others, docked by quarrels and petty wars, yours is the adoption that makes us brothers and sisters, one forever. You whose lustful longings have led you to cravings deep yet unfulfilled, yours is the peace and the final fulfillment which bids lesser longings to be still. Oh, don't be discouraged.
abundance he but shall meet. Yours is the lowliness of the Most High, who took on flesh that he might bring. Oh, don't be discouraged, for the Spirit of grace, who continues the fight that was won on Calvary, turning our treason into faith. Oh, don't be discouraged, for the Spirit of grace continues the fight that was won on Calvary, turning our treason into faith.
This is Psalm 23.
The Lord is our shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green, green pastures. He leads me beside the calmest of waters, and he restores my soul. And he restores my And he leads me beside his still waters. He guides me in his righteousness. He feeds me from his banqueting table. Walk through the valley of darkness, I will not fear, for you are near. Your rod and your staff guide and protect me, and you restore my soul. You restore my soul.
Mercy.
days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Thank you, Laura and Matt, and Bethany and Micah. Thank you very much. This is when we take our offering, and I have Gloria asked the Brubaker sisters to take the offering, Carolyn and Hope, and the sister song will sing during the offertory.
Thank you.
Let's pray. We thank you for these gifts that you've given. Thank you for the support of the ministry here at University Mennonite Church and the other missions that we support, including Third Way and other ministries in town. Thank you for the gift of song that we've been enjoying, and we ask your blessings as we go through the rest of our service. Amen. We continue now with Sam Yoder leading congregational singing, and Sam, I think you're asking for suggestions, right?
You're going to have to bear with me. It's been a long time since I've done this. Let's start out with, in the hymnal worship book, 580, and could I have a pianist, please? And then I will take two suggestions after we sing this one. 580. Let's sing the first two verses. Same book, hymn number 89. If I don't know any of these, I have two good backups. Hymn number 89. What two verses would you like to sing?
First and last.
First and last, okay. Hymn number 89. Loves me. All right, that sounds like a good song to sing. Jesus loves me, this I know.
For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Monica and Sarah Martin will read the scripture this morning.
This morning's scripture readings are from Psalm, beginning with chapter 98, verses 1 through 7. Most appropriately this morning. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it.
Psalm 150, 1 through 5. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his surpassing greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with string and pipe. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals.
West that we got online. Thank you, whoever you are, so that we could plan ahead. We're going to stand and sing Rain Down, number 49, and sing The Journey. Oh, so on the first verse, I want this side to sing the verse. And this one, sing the harmony on verse 2. You will sing the melody, and you'll sing the harmony on the verse. And then on verse 3, do whatever you want. tired, you may also sit. We have another request. 167, okay. All right, verses?
1, 2, and then German. First,
German, you're not asking too much. I was a French maid. The first verse in German.
No, the first two in English and then the German.
Okay, all right. I need a pitch. For God so loved us, He's the Savior. For God so loved us and loves me too. Thus so unending, I'll sing Thy praises. Thou loves His children, loves even me. He sent the Savior, the blessed Redeemer. He sent the Savior to set me free. Thou so unending, I sing Thy praises. God loves His children, loves even me. God is one more, don't we? One more.
581.
All right. It must be in the blue book. 581. Take thou my hand, O Father. Okay. You have any preference in the verses? First and last, okay.
Number, and then thinking also of worldwide. isolation sentence singer throughout the next three times. The melody is in the middle line, and sing all of it if you can.
Turn in your worship hymnal book to hymn number 526. 526. Becky, would you help me out, please? Let's sing verses 1, 3, and 4. 1, 3, and 4.
In the rifted rock I'm resting, safely sheltered.
This is the time for announcements. We have ushers with microphones. stand up front.
In reference to the scriptures project, if you're like me, I didn't memorize the whole Bible, and I found it kind of daunting to have all the scriptures up there and having to look each one up. So if you're interested, downstairs I've printed out all those verses, Old Testament and New Testament, which are down on the opposite wall from where the little stickies are. And I didn't learn all the books of the Old Testament right, so I kind of mixed up Isaiah and Psalms and Proverbs from where they are in the books. But you can see. And it's really interesting. You can see all the stickies on the one side of the wall, and you can look up those verses and say, oh, that's the Lord's Prayer. Oh, that's the Beatitudes. So when you go downstairs to get your coffee, if you're interested, just take a little minute to check out which are your verses. And if you haven't put the stickies up, maybe that will help encourage you to select the foundational verses for us. Thank you.
Good morning, friends. I want to take a few minutes to talk about Crop Walk for October 2019. That is not next Sunday, but the Sunday after that. It will be an afternoon event that this year will shift back to the beginning point at the Lutheran Church. And as has been in the past, it is a rather long walk. It's a very suitable walk for parents and children. As I've participated over the years, I've seen young folks with children in baby carriages and older folks with walkers. It's a community event. Last year was an unusual year, calendar-wise, for UMC. We had a very significant event going on that afternoon. So efforts were made not to compete with that, but to participate fully in Crop Walk. To the surprise of many, this small church raised as much money as many of the larger churches downtown. We really impressed the community organizers. Well, we did things in a little bit different way because of the conflicting activities. The actual money raised, I should have written down in my notes and I didn't, but I'm not concerned about that. Because my concern was, I think, met last year. We raised the level of awareness. I remember distinctly doing the children's sermon that morning, or no, not that morning, 2 or 3 weeks before. And one little boy spoke up and said, well, why don't they just go to the local grocery store? I will never forget that comment. I'm sure that child was not prompted. That was his level of understanding. Because I don't believe that that child had ever gone to bed hungry at night. So, I would like to recruit, if you will, a very few other members of the congregation to help me design, develop, put on something over the next 2 weeks that would be focused on awareness of a very significant world problem that we can do our little bit to alleviate. Recently, the national media has given us a report of a youth or a young lady, depends upon your age, I guess, whether she's a youth or a young lady, who piloted an eco-friendly craft across the Atlantic Ocean in an effort to raise awareness to the world's problems related to climate change. I don't know, but I often wonder if the message that she presented at a recent United Nations meeting may have a greater impact than all of those politicians that sit around talking about it. So after the service, if you would like to work with me or take the leadership and I will help you, let's put something together to continue this effort to raise awareness, particularly among our children and youth, of this serious problem.
This is Becky Kephart. In addition to the 12 Scriptures project, we also have an art project going on downstairs. We're trying to make a tree that is, you see it because we write scriptures in it, and the scriptures that, whatever scripture you like, you can put on there. It does not have to be one of the 12 scriptures that are listed. Anything. We're just trying to get more participation in writing your scriptures on that so that we can make a banner out of it.
Joel Widener, Becky mentioned, or not Becky, Meredith mentioned Out of the Cold coming up. There is an announcement in the bulletin regarding training for Out of the Cold. That's coming up in the very near future, tonight and Tuesday. So if you look at that. And if...
I sent out an email reminder this week that Pastor Kate, Doug, and I are shoulder-tapping individuals to film a short promotional video about what makes University Mennonite Church special. If you have a sentence or two to offer that project, please let me know. I think I'm the only one of those three here today, but I'd be happy to film you in a second or two just here before you leave the space today. I also really encourage you to stick around for the Sunday School Hour and the adult conversation about Third Way Collective. We are into our sixth year now, and I think this is a pivotal one to decide what the future of Third Way Collective looks like, especially as it is our most significant missional spending that we do as a congregation. Does it still fit our vision? Is it how we expected it to be this far into it? And does it still match what our hopes and dreams are about a campus ministry at Penn State? Today will be a reflection on our past 5 years. We have two student leaders coming to speak with us, as well as a presentation that I've prepared with the advisory team. And then next Sunday will be very intensive conversation in small groups and as a larger group about its future. And so please help provide your voice. The advisory team will use these two sharing Sundays as we map out what the future of this will look like.
Good morning. It's interesting that there's been a lot of talk today about climate change and the cold weather coming and so on. I want to remind you that it is indeed true that it's going to get colder and colder and colder. And in the summer, people were not so interested in tea and coffee and chocolate and so on. But I guarantee that as it gets colder, you'll be craving for coffee, hot coffee, and some tea. So I encourage you to sign up downstairs to assist us, either setting up the coffee in the mornings or cleaning up afterwards. I'm going to be gone on my academic missionary journey, so I won't be here on Sunday. And then when I come back, I'll only be here one Sunday, and I'll be gone for several weeks. So I have faith that many of you will sign up so that when it gets cold, we don't feel discouraged that there's no hot fluid. Thank you.
Thank you all, and I want to remind you again, which Ben already did, that we have Sunday school focused on the Third Way Collective ministry. And so, but between now and then, we have coffee. Thank you, Oseo. It's brewed. It's ready to go. So Faith will have the final song. What is the number, Faith? And then I'll have a benediction before we... Sorry, Sam. Let them get the book ready, and then I'll have a benediction.
In your worship, hymn number
4:31,
and then you'll have 10 minutes for coffee. We were going to start our Sunday school at 11 promptly, but I'll give you 5 more minutes so you can get your coffee and bring it upstairs. So this is a Celtic blessing. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let's stand. We'll sing just the first verse. The tune we're going to be singing is, I'm thinking most of you may have grown up with this song. I should say I have. I don't know about most of you. This is often the last song of the service. We sang it a cappella to finish out the service. God be with you till we meet again. Mm-hmm.